This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My mic was on.
Oh, well.
I hope nobody caught that. Zook's yelling at this Mets. Most importantly, he's yelling at Francisco Alvarez. He called him fat and little,
but it was
and an F.
It was a term of endearment.
I don't think it was.
It strung them all together. It was a term of endearment.
No score. Brewers Mets top five, and the Mets have one on.
Yeah.
Two outs.
This screams, by the way, this is going to be a weekly hit fly ball. I feel it coming. Haven't been able to catch up to anything that Myers is throwing tonight.
Now to audio. Buck sent us this a couple weeks ago, and we never got to it.
By the way, I would like to point out.
But now we're going to get
I said
it.
A weak pop fly to right field. How about a weak
pretty
pop
close.
Fly to the first baseman?
Why? Well, you were wrong.
Wrong. I had faith that he'd be able to get it out of the infield. Wrong.
You better get Myers pitch count up, because if he goes eight,
yeah, and they just turn,
you're
going to
get Devin Williams, yeah, and you ain't hitting him.
No.
You guys might not score.
We got Quintana though.
Welcome to the club.
This is how it feels watching the Royals, right? You're like, it does feel like this game is screaming towards a 1-0 conclusion.
At least the Orioles are worse.
That is true.
Man, they can't hit.
One run in two games.
So this is, who's this from? Who do we credit for this?
This is Robert Mays from The Ringer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they were doing a thing, and so I actually listened to this.
And he's with Mitchell Schwartz, Jeff Schwartz's brother, who played for the Chiefs for
a long
time.
They were just having a discussion about, you know, why quarterback play and offenses are struggling, and you know, different things that defenses are doing and the adjustments they're making, and all that stuff is pretty well known. But I hadn't heard anything about kind of the lost generation of quarterbacks, and I thought this was an interesting little clip.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said the Ringer. It's The Athletic. This is The Athletic Football Show.
Idiot.
We kind of have a lost generation of quarterbacks. When we're talking about Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, even Philip Rivers and Ben Roethlisberger to an extent. You're imagining those guys, the year I always throw out is 2011, because I think it's instructive in two ways. One, that was the year with the passing boom where we had all these guys throwing for 5,000 yards, but it was also the year where the rookie salary scale gets instilled. So it feels like an inflection point in the NFL that's important. If you think about that season, we're talking about 34-year-old Tom Brady. We're talking about 32-year-old Drew Brees. Peyton Manning didn't play that year, but you know, obviously 2012, he comes back. He's a monster. He's in his mid-30s at that point. Eli and Philip Rivers are like 29, 30 at that point. Rodgers is like 28. Those quarterbacks, those guys that are like 30 to 35, for the most part, do not exist. in today's
NFL? No, it's all my guys. It's Andrew Luck. It's Russell Wilson. It's a lot of guys that, for one reason or another, should be still at the top of the game.
And they're not. Yeah. If you, let's look at quarterbacks drafted in the first round from 2010
this is the
through like
part.
2015. Okay. Here are the names.
Not going to like
Sam Bradford, Tim Tebow, Cam Newton, Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, Christian Ponder, Andrew Luck, RG3, Ryan Tannehill, Blake Bortles, Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Carson Wentz, Paxton Lynch.
Jeez.
Wow.
Those guys who are like in their mid 30s or early 30s should be some of the best quarterbacks in the league. And for one reason or another, that production just does not exist when we're looking at the aggregate stats for NFL quarterbacks. It's injuries, it's flame outs, it's so many different things that have contributed to this. It's guys that maybe would still be starters if, like, Jameis would probably be a starter in the NFL somewhere in a different world where we were incentivized to go younger and younger and younger.
Yeah, so that is very interesting, yep. That list. Now, he didn't do second round and on.
No, but when you
I'd like to see that list.
Yeah, when you're thinking about like the starting quarterbacks in the NFL, and it's to a larger point. One, I mean, we all know that there's never been a wealth of starting quarterbacks. I mean, every year there's probably 10 starting quarterbacks in the NFL that shouldn't be starters. Sometimes there's even more than that.
Yeah.
And not only are people forced to start that shouldn't just because there's not enough good ones, but also with the salary cap the way it is, there's an incentive to play young quarterbacks. And they talk about how kind of the there is no mid-level quarterback anymore. When you look at like Geno Smith and Baker Mayfield, who right now are two top five quarterbacks in the league, Sam Darnold would be another one. You know, these are outliers. Like, this hasn't been the case over the last, you know, 10 years of the NFL, that no one wants to go with these retreads. Because the idea is, why would I give Geno Smith a decent contract when I'll just hit reset and I'll go with another young quarterback? Because the league is set up for you to be successful with a young, cheap quarterback. So we've kind of got into this era now where it's either we have a quarterback that we deem a franchise guy and we give him $60 million, or we just flush it and we draft a young guy that's cheap and we're forced to play him before he's ready. And maybe we're seeing some more evidence now of the Sam Darnolds and the Baker Mayfields and Genos that sat for a while, maybe washed out at a place or two. And we see them now not only playing, you know, solid quarterback, but really, really good quarterback play. And maybe there is a place for the mid-level quarterback. Because for the Genos and the Bakers who are playing great right now, they're playing great at a reasonable salary. But would you want – I love Geno Smith. You know me. I think Geno's been great in Seattle. But would I love Geno a lot less if he cost $55 million? Sure. But I also don't love that we're in this era now where we just drafted Anthony Richardson, who literally cannot play quarterback in this league. He can't stay healthy. He's inaccurate. He has no business being a starting quarterback right now. He would be such better served by sitting and learning. Even a guy like, you know, like, and yet we're just throwing him to the wolves because he's young and he's cheap and we've got a window that starts the moment you enter in the league. Whereas, look, can anyone deny that the Colts are better with Joe Flacco? They are. But they're not going to go with Joe Flacco because the clock is ticking on Anthony Richardson. So it's kind of led to this weird thing of a lost generation of quarterbacks in a league that doesn't want to play middle of the road guys. We want to play young and cheap or really expensive.
Yeah. Or it was just a bad run of first round picks.
Yeah, but I would also like to ask if you took some of those guys and you allowed them to sit and put them in better situations, would they have all been flameouts?
Can you slow down that list or can we?
You want me to like pull up that list?
Yeah, he went really fast.
What years were it?
It was 20.
Yeah, hold on, let me go back and find
2010 to 2015. Oh, and by the way, I looked up starting quarterbacks drafted. I just real quick while you were talking there.
Yeah.
So this is very.
Yeah, I've got all of them
cobbled
here.
Together. But this is these guys are not first round picks. Mm-hmm. But there are some starters who fall into that category. Not many.
Yeah.
You mentioned Geno Smith. He's one of them.
Yeah.
Again, not a first-round pick, so he wasn't mentioned in there. Or was he? He wasn't first-round.
No, Geno wasn't a first-round pick.
So he was drafted in 2013. He's starting. So he's 30, whatever it is, 33.
And washed out multiple places.
Yeah, he did. Derek Carr is one who was drafted in the second round in 2014.
Yep.
So he would fall into that.
Yep.
Matt Stafford missed the, so he went 2010 to 2015. Matt Stafford was drafted in 2009.
Nine.
So 1 year prior, but he's obviously still starting. And then Dak and Goff missed by a year. They're 2016.
Mm.
So not many.
Yeah.
To his point.
Yeah.
But
so it's just, it's, you know, if you had some hits in that, it would, you know.
Well, I want to hear the list. Give me the list.
I'm trying to find it again.
Because then we can go through and look at who maybe could have gotten a, you know, who somebody could have done a reclamation project with.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to find a list.
He mentioned Wentz as one of them.
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
And Wentz was like the one guy, like, what a weird career arc.
Yeah, because he at one point
was really good.
Was really good.
And never found it again.
Nope. After he got hurt in Philly, it was never the same.
In multiple spots.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you know, we think about how weird that is, but Deshaun Watson's going through that right now. Deshaun Watson was a top four quarterback in the league at like 23 years old, and Deshaun Watson sucks. If he wasn't making the money he was making, his ass would be sat down right now. So, I mean, it does happen, but yeah, the Wentz thing was just never the same after the injury. And he, you know, whether it's Indy or Washington, it did not work out. He had multiple chances. It just didn't work.
So again, he went first round quarterbacks 2010 through 2015. In 2010, it was Bradford.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Tebow.
Yeah. Tebow.
It was, okay, so I got the list again here that I can scroll through very easily.
Okay, it was Bradford and Tebow.
So Bradford, Tebow.
And okay, well, hold on. So Bradford, I mean, we know what happened with him. He kind of was.
Yeah.
He kind of was a reclamation project.
Yeah, and everyone kept thinking that they could make it work. He was kind of like Sam Darnold. It's just that Sam Darnold actually now is working. But Bradford was one of those guys that kept getting moved around, and people believed they could make something.
So he did get those opportunities.
Yes.
To your point.
Yep.
Tim Tebow just wasn't any good. Okay, what about 2011?
Cam Newton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Andrew Luck, then Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, Christian Ponder.
Mm. Okay, hold on. Newton... He just, his style of play, he's out of the league, but obviously he was really good.
He was really good, but I think maybe to their point is if Cam, you know, when you look at some of these quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, they played elite ball at the age where Cam Newton was washed up.
Yeah.
So Cam was a bright, shining star. He just didn't last.
Well, that's what I was saying. His style of play, I think, makes him unique. Andrew Luck, very unique because he just retired. Just
walked away.
Andrew Luck was 2012, by the way. He was the number one in 2012.
Yeah. And you said Jake Locker.
Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, Christian Ponder in 2011.
Gabbert's had opportunities.
Yep.
Ponder never. Just sucked.
Yep. But imagine, too, if we had Andrew Luck right now playing and you stuck Andrew Luck on another team and now there's another elite quarterback as opposed to, you know, some young, you know, whatever. No offense to, like, Bo Nix, but let's say Bo Nix ain't starting in Denver if Andrew Luck's there. Or in Indianapolis. There you go. Anthony Richardson is a bad quarterback right now, and he's not starting in Indianapolis. Maybe he's starting somewhere else, but it ain't Indy because Andrew Luck's there. And so you're like, there is a gap. There is probably six or seven quarterbacks that should be starting right now in this league and entering and being in their prime that are not. And they're being replaced by six or seven either bad or very young quarterbacks.
So who else?
So after Andrew Luck, you get Robert Griffin III.
Okay.
Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
It skips 2013. I don't know who 2013
was. I got 2013 in front of me. You got EJ. This is a bad class.
EJ
Manuel. He was the only first round quarterback.
Okay. So there you go.
Only one.
And then Geno. Just first round.
Yeah, so then first round in 2014, you have Blake Bortles, Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater, Jameis Winston. Teddy Bridgewater. That's 2014. Yeah. Then 2015, you get Jameis, Marcus Mariota.
And Wentz.
And then 2016, you get Wentz and Lynch, Paxton Lynch.
Oh, he did go to 2016. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, interesting.
It is a lost generation.
It's just like, I mean, Bortles had a moment.
Yep.
Tannehill hung around.
Yeah, he was okay.
Manuel, terrible. RG3 just, you know.
Injured a bunch. And then,
yeah. Rookie of the year and then.
Yep.
Manziel, nothing. Winston, Mariota just weren't.
Yeah. So they're just
great
saying,
Wentz.
And so that's why the one of the points that they were making is, yeah, we're having a dip in quarterback play right now, but offenses are going to adjust to some of these defensive schemes. Like some of the stuff, like what Brian Flores is doing right now in Minnesota. I watch it. I don't even know what he's doing. I mean, they have ones where they're showing you a pressure look. And then they bail into cover two, and it's the defensive end that is playing the flat, like where a corner would normally play. Like, you just can't see that. If you're a quarterback, you've never seen that before. There's no way you can possibly recognize that. So you have all these weird defensive schemes that are being thrown out there that people haven't seen before, and you've got a bunch of quarterbacks that are young and inexperienced or not that good, and you put those things together, and you've got some really bad quarterback play. But as quarterbacks mature and develop, as we get through the lost generation of quarterbacks and we get into more guys that are successful, that get into their 30s where they've actually seen a lot of this and offenses have a chance to adjust now what the defenses are doing, the idea is that this imbalance right now is going to shift back the other way and offenses are going to start figuring this out and we're going to get better quarterback play in theory because these things are kind of cyclical. We're just kind of hitting a spot right now where all these factors are coming together to kind of make some really ugly ball, and the lost generation of quarterbacks is one of them.
Well, I would, maybe at another time, I would like to see the quarterbacks from, 2017 mm-hmm. through 2020. Where are they? I mean, who's that?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we mentioned Goff.
Yeah.
Dak. Outside of that, I mean, I don't know. Is it longer than a I mean, is it more than just 2010 to 2015? I'm not sure why he chose or, you know, why he chose those particular years.
Well, like 2017.
Well, the age he was.
2017 had this guy by the name of Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, that guy.
And
That was all the way back in 2017.
And Deshaun Watson was in that class too. Now Deshaun Watson, you know.
So was that class was headlined by Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you had three number ones. You had Trubisky, Mahomes, and Deshaun Watson in that class.
Yeah. So two. Well, I mean, I guess one now hit. Two did hit, and then one vanished.
And then 2018, you get a bunch. You get Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So even
okay,
though
there they are.
Even though you got some bust there, that's the sort of class that in 6 years, you know, if everything keeps going well, that's the sort of stuff that leads to you string together three or four of those classes over a 5-6 year period. Now we get into that, oh my God, we got another kind of golden age of quarterbacks because, you know, Allen and Lamar and Mahomes and some of these guys, they should be good for the next 13 years.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to look at why, you know, the offensive and defensive ebbs and flows of the NFL it's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah.
Because the quarterback position is so important.
Oh, it's the most. Well, that and coaching. So, it's the most important.
That guy gets a lot of credit for going back and pointing that out. I hadn't heard anybody else point that out.
Yeah.
That basically, for a five-year stretch,
we had nothing.
First-round quarterbacks were all crap.
Yeah. And really, the only thing we got out of their period is like a Geno Smith. Yeah.
And of course, you're going to feel that when they should be in their prime. Yep. The league is reflecting that.
Yep.
So keep an eye on that.
Yeah. It's just kind of one of those interesting little things.
All right. Rashee Rice is in the news today for a couple of reasons.
And it's not good.
That next, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.